I say, our hearts can be.
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Had to fade Buddy Holly out there. I love Buddy Holly, though. Great selection, Mariah. It is shortly after 8. Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to have Jennifer Tuft up for a bit to talk about her upcoming release show, probably in about 15 minutes or so. I'm going to play some music of my own first, some new stuff. This is new stuff by a band called Already Dead. Here we go. Rising with Sky Bar. That was new stuff by Already Dead called The State of Massachusetts. Spirit of Massachusetts. Spirit of Massachusetts Avenue, actually. Dan's going to be in with me in about, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. Talk a lot about his new stuff. I'm going to play something, 3 more songs, then we'll be up with Jennifer. This is all new stuff. This is by a band called The Bridge City Sinners.
Yeah. It's been a long, long time since we used to play punk rock and basements, punk rock and basements. That's where we made it. That's where we used to bear our heart and soul. Never hear the microphone, but we knew every single word. It's been a long, long time since we used to play punk rock and basements, punk rock and basements. That's where we made it. That's where we used to bear our heart and soul. Never hear the microphone, but we knew every single word. Way, way loud. See the past appearing, gonna make you wonder if you're coming or you're leaving. Way, way loud. See the past repeating, gonna make you wonder if you're following or leading. Yeah, we were loud in the crowd, we were freaking out. It was the sound of revolution that translated to action. I can still taste the sweat, ha, ha. I have been carried by the motion, ha, ha. I have been deafened by the volume. The music gave us freedom, it was a reason to believe it. Way, way loud. See the past appearing, gonna make you wonder if you're coming or you're leaving. Way, way loud. See the past repeating, gonna make you wonder if you're following or leading. And the band goes, whoa, oh, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh. It's been a long, long time since we used to play. It's been a long, long time since we used to play. It's been
All right, let me tell you what I just played. That was Boris the Sprinkler. The song was I Want to Dance with Professor Plum, Laura Jane Grace, Punk Rock in Basements off of Hole in My Head. Bridge City Sinners, Break the Chain, single from them. They're coming around here, I think the end of July. They're out of the San Francisco area, so I'll keep you up to date on that for sure. But right now, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Jennifer Taft, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for driving down, up, wherever you came from.
Well, you know, I left half of my belongings here, so I had to come back.
You had no choice, and the benefit was you get to jump on the airwaves here.
I know. Thanks.
Talk for a bit. Yeah. I did a little looking into your past, and you started, I'm going way back probably now, but you were playing like in subways and...
Yes.
Which I guess a lot of people do.
Around here, yeah. I don't know if they still do it, but back then it was like, I mean, you had to get there early, 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 because if you didn't, there'd be four other people waiting for the spot, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know if people still do it. I'll have to go take a little tour around.
I don't think as much, but I do see it. I do still see it.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in the area?
I grew up in Medfield, so out in the burbs. Yeah, always been a suburban chick.
And you always... At what age did you say, I want to play guitar and write songs and do this?
I didn't really start until college. I mean, I wanted to in high school, but just it wasn't like today where, you know, kids can make music on their computers and stuff. So I decided to go to college with absolutely no music experience other than playing like flute, you know, up until eighth grade. and decided to be a music major and just jumped right in. And I had no idea what the heck I was doing. And it's in class with all these prodigies and stuff, and I don't even know how I passed.
What school? Where'd you?
I went to Holy Cross in Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there to run track and then promptly broke my foot the first season. And then.
There's the track career.
That was that. Plus, they have a lot of stairs and they make you run them all the time, and I was not into doing that.
Kind of like MFO here with a lot of stairs.
There's a lot of stairs here, too.
Yeah. So, you kind of. Over the past few years, you've got a lot of critical acclaim and won some awards, right? And you've prior to this upcoming release, have you had like, I think I saw four or five kind of?
There are five full lengths before this one. So this one's our sixth, yeah.
And were they all Jennifer Taft? Like I know now it's Jennifer Taft and The Strange.
Right.
Is this new, The Strange part of it?
Yes.
Or did you just decide to give the band a name?
No, so I mean, a couple of them are Jennifer Taft solo. Some of them are Jennifer Taft band. And this, I decided when we switched the lineup about almost 2 years now. Year and a half, 2 years. It was just very different. It felt like a new chapter for me. And I've always wanted a band name, but like, you know, it started out as Jennifer Taft. And as you start to make a little headway, you don't want to change everything up and start all over again. So I decided that this formation needed its own name because it definitely is very different from what we were doing.
And why this? You probably get this a lot. But
why The Strange?
Yes, you probably get that a lot. That's a standard. Well, it's almost like I have to ask.
I know. You clearly haven't met my bandmates.
No.
They're a little weird. We're all a little weird.
A lot of musicians are. And DJs and people of that ilk.
That's right. And we're way more fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we threw around a whole bunch of stuff, and that one just seemed to fit and to stick, and that was one everybody agreed on. And sometimes that's the win, and you take it, just getting everybody to agree.
Yeah, a lot of times I find it's so random. You know, it's not like you don't brainstorm for weeks and weeks. Sometimes some random incident happens, and you're like, yeah, we're going to go with that.
I kind of liked it, though, because it's kind of got so many different, you know, interpretations of Strange, you know, so it was good.
And it must be a good thing that you can play solo, because I know you still play solo occasionally, right?
I do. I still do a lot of solo acoustic stuff, mostly, you know, cover tune stuff. Those are my pay the bill gigs. I would love to sort of dial those back and spend more time, you know, out on the road with the band, which is what we're working towards.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not easy to do that.
Right.
Financially.
Yeah. The cover stuff pays. Yep. Even with cover bands, I think they do well, right?
They certainly get paid more than original bands.
Which I'm always, no, I guess I'm not, I shouldn't be surprised by it, but because again, a lot of times the masses want to go see stuff they're familiar with, or a band covering a band they like. I mean, there's even like tribute bands.
Tribute bands are huge now.
A lot of people in them. So I mean, again, not to begrudge any of that, because again, if you pull people in, that's what you're going to do. You gotta,
and a lot of times, I mean, the musicianship is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
You know, because these are people that have been playing music their whole life and realize, you know, I'm not going to make it doing it my own stuff, but still want to play and tour. You know, a lot of the tribute bands tour and and stuff. So it's cool. But, you know, there's still those of us out there plugging along, writing our own stuff, hoping you come see it.
Well, it's probably a little... It's got to be so rewarding to write your own stuff, obviously, and have people respond to that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play a couple of singles from a couple of your latest singles. Then we'll come back and talk specifically about a release show that you got coming up.
Cool.
But I'm gonna play a couple right now. This first one's called Caffeine. All right, we were babbling. I almost didn't stop that in time, but I got it. Yeah.
Chatty
going
pants.
Going out in Caffeine, two of your later singles mm-hmm. from the upcoming release, right?
Yes. Strange Beginnings is the name of the album.
Ties into the and the strange.
There you go. You picked right up on that one.
Yeah. I'm all over that. And they're so how long did it take to put this album together?
This was the quickest album I've ever done. We started Basics in November, midway through November, and the album was done, mixed at the end of January.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was? Did groups just that locked in and kind of tightened it up?
I think because like we just sort of were really psyched about it, and the producer was really psyched about it and had the time, and you know, he came up here to do, we did 5 days of Basics up here at Art Knife Studio out in the Burbs in Wrentham. And then I went down to Florida to finish the vocals for 5 or 6 days. And then, so Bob St. John, who produced it, he was almost like the fifth member of the band. He was so invested in it, and he just kept working and working and working on it. And I was amazed at how quickly he, you know, moved through making his edits and mixes and stuff like that. So I was psyched to have done. Usually it's taken well over a year, just because you're always also working like part time. You know, you go to your job during the day, and then you come do like maybe a song or half a song at night, and it takes forever to get it done. Mm. Whereas this is the first time I've ever been able to just go somewhere and nail all my vocals in a week, you know, doing nothing else. It was really cool. It was a good experience.
Yeah. So, and is it going to be out on we were talking off air. I imagine it'll be CD, but potentially vinyl.
Yeah,
but
so I just
vinyl's
got,
tough.
I got CDs back, and we also have these digital Tap Tunes cards, which you tap onto your phone and you download on your phone. And we're also working on some vinyl ideas. I was actually just talking to our mastering engineer today, who's trying to work me onto some vinyl.
But there will be CDs with
I have CDs ready.
I'm a crazy person for physical stuff.
I am too. Yeah.
Will there be lyrics?
Not on the actual sleeve, because I, you know, budget, you know, I didn't have the big 6-panel fold out. So, but the lyrics will be on the website. I think actually, if you scan the QR code off the tap card that we have, it takes you to all the lyrics and stuff like that. But I'll make something with you for lyrics. How's that? I'll send you a copy of it.
I love lyrics.
It'll be a little piece of paper shoved inside the CD.
Right, because when you're a kid and you had the vinyl, they really always had them.
Well, I love when someone loves lyrics because
the liner notes.
I spent a lot of time on them.
Right.
You know? So you want someone to read them.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes with especially like with a punk record, sometimes you don't know what they're saying.
They go so fast.
So the lyrics
are
helpful there. Yeah. A lot more than with. And you have a show coming up.
We do. We have our album release party next Friday, June 14th, at this really awesome, cool venue called Fire Street Arts in Framingham. This is a really cool art space with a great stage, owned by great people. Lots of cool lighting and visual effects. And we have two awesome bands, which I'm really psyched about. Lavina Falls and Little Billy Lost will be with us that night.
I know Little Billy well. That they are great. Talk about the history in that band. They God. They've been around and done it all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just Smitty alone.
Right. Smitty's been on often, and I always say, Smitty's a one-man party.
Yes, he is. I just met him in person for the first time at Live Day here on Saturday.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I mean, we've been on Facebook friends and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? He's such a nice guy.
Oh, he is. He's and like I said, a ton of fun and the most enthusiastic guy in a room generally when he's there.
Yeah.
So that's great. I'll be looking forward to that. Anything else you want to plug or say? Do you have any other shows that you want to mention?
Well, so the album's coming out on Rock Garden Records.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to get the dates wrong. I'm so sorry. I think it's the 26th and the 27th. We're doing a Rock Garden Records showcase at Warehouse 11 in Somerville. With a bunch of bands from the label there. So we'll be there, and I can't remember the date because I'm so bad at this.
That's July?
End of July. So 26th or 27th, something like that. So that would be our next area show here. And we got a bunch of stuff coming up in the summer, and then into the fall we head out to Detroit for a few days, and then head around mostly just in New England. you know.
Are you going to do a few shows in Detroit?
Yeah, so Rock Garden is putting all that together with Smitty. You know, he's from
Smitty
Detroit.
Has a Detroit connection.
Yep.
It's good to have him around.
Yeah, and Rock Garden is sort of planting seeds in Detroit with some of their artists there. Yeah. So we're going to have a nice little party out there, a few days of shows. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck with that.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, turned into a good reason to come by and grab your...
I know. So like, I left my earbuds here on Saturday, which I really needed. And then I walk in and my Yeti cup is sitting right there. I'm like, oh, that's mine too.
That was a surprise. You had no idea that was here, right?
I didn't know. I was like, hey, that's mine. I'm going to look around and see if there's anything else I might have left.
Well, you can just grab things and say, I think that was mine. All right. I'm going to play music by all three bands, including another one of yours. And
awesome.
Thanks so much for popping in and chatting.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. I should have known better.
I need to say, not just silence for a day.
That was Lavina Falls with On Your Side, off Calculating the Angle of Descent, Little Billy Lost with Shout, and Jennifer Teft with Should Have Known Better off of Strange Beginnings. All those bands will be at Fire Seed in Framingham for an album release party this Friday, well, actually next Friday, 6/14, whatever that is. I think it's next Friday. Anyway, they will be there. It's a great bill. Do check it out. Here's some new stuff. Buffalo Tom, I have a new release out. And here's something off of that.
One, two, three. Put your helmet on. We'll be right back.
king of bad news. You're gonna make yourself sick. A deadly serum. It's on the tip of my tongue. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was John Paul Haida with his latest release, Jerry's House. The song he played was Bad Feeling, Sapling with Eris Worship. Buffalo Tom with Helmet off of Jump Rope. It's 8:49, about 11 minutes left. Played a lot of new stuff here tonight. Reaching back for an old one here by Mission of Burma.
Change now. Get your things inside out. Truth is. question, watch your actions at me. Do you ever wonder what's going on underneath? I take my piece of me and walk along.
Was Senseless Optimism, who she moved to Brooklyn a fairly short while ago, but just played Boston Calling. She was on my show a few times in the past before she moved out. Once again, that song was called Walk Along, her newest, Turnstile with Blue Bayou, Mission of Burma. That's when I reached for my revolver, WMFO in Medford. Listen to Rising with Sky Bar. I'll leave you with one by Volbeat. See you next week. On the floor.